USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for use in teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly effective in keeping them from developing COVID. Dr. Francis Collins calls the approval exciting news. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that it's a chance to protect adolescents well ahead of the next school year.
We really want to protect adolescents. And more than that, adolescents have been taken out of social circles, out of school sports programs, out of going to the prom, out of hanging with their friends. This is a way to get us back to normal and well in advance of getting the school season started in the fall.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
Is a former vice president considering a run in 2024? Tim Berg has the details.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will be the main speaker at the Hillsborough County's GOP annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Manchester, New Hampshire. His decision to speak in the state that holds the first presidential primary is fueling speculation that he is considering a presidential run in 2024. His first speech since leaving office in January was in South Carolina, another early primary state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has scheduled a vote for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the party's conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claim of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. McCarthy said over the weekend that he does support replacing Cheney with New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The surge of illegal immigrant crossings into the United States continues as some areas along the border have been overwhelmed by the number of people they're dealing with. Border Patrol says their agents in the area around Del Rio, Texas, apprehended about 5,000 illegal migrants in the last week alone. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says that the policies of the Biden administration have been taken as a call to head for the border. He tells Fox News that the migrant surge is affecting lives not just in Texas, but around the country.
This is the message that was sent out after January the 20th with the change in policies. This is exactly what has happened. This is all planned. This is all put in place. The executive orders, the policy changes affecting ICE's ability to deport, CBP's ability to stop the eradication of the migrant protection protocols. All of these things are policies that were put in place by this administration. That destructive policies here that are affecting Texan lives here and American lives here in the United States.
And the Navy says its ships fired warning shots at Iranian ships Monday in the Strait of Hormuz after armed speedboats came within 150 yards of American vessels. Naval Forces Central Command said a pair of Iranian boats broke off from a group of ships and approached a group of U.S. warships at high speed. After several verbal and acoustic warnings, the U.S. ships fired warning shots, causing the Iranian boats to withdraw. It's the second time in the last 2 weeks that American vessels operating in the Persian Gulf have fired warning shots at Iranian ships. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.